This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Would you believe it's time for more? More, more, more. Is that the song? Who did that? It's not Gloria Gaynor. More, more, more.
Billy Idol?
How do you like it? How do you like it? Well, is there a Billy Idol song that's more, more, more? Because there's a...
Yeah.
There's a disco
hero
song. Really?
In the 80s was Billy Idol.
Okay, so it's not necessarily... Well, it is someplace people listening to this. It is the Midnight Hour. The morning's first discussion of what's going on in the world for many, many people around our country and around the world is right here upon us. Another occupied space in your mind with the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So you can be sure that you will know what's going on in a roundabout way after listening to our discussion. Right, Jennifer?
Right, Doug. Yeah, of course. Yes. Let's start with something fun. Should we start with something kind of fun and upbeat?
We can.
How about winning the lottery? Does that sound about right?
Did you win? God bless you. Terrific.
I would tell you off the air, maybe. I couldn't keep that secret from you, but you know. But no, I did not win the lottery. You have to buy a ticket, I've heard, before that actually happens. So I'm going to work on that step. But
so I say, in order to win, you got to buy tickets. Yes.
That's right. You got to play. Remember on March 27th when everybody had Powerball fever and there was a $768.4 million Powerball jackpot? Do you remember that?
Tell us the lottery ran out of money. I hope.
No, but we now know who won that. This was a person who stayed out of the spotlight for a while. His name is Manuel Franco. He's been buying Powerball tickets since he turned 18. He is now 24, and he is taking home the third largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. He bought the winning ticket on March 27th at the Speedway gas station in New Berlin, Wisconsin. He said he walked into the Speedway and he purchased $10 worth of individual Powerball tickets. This all happened at a news conference on Tuesday. He said, I honestly felt so lucky that I did look up at the camera and I wanted to wink at it because I just had a lucky feeling.
Wow.
He chose to receive the lump sum of money. That's $477 million. Though at first he was leaning toward the annuity payments, he decided to take the lump sum at the end. He said he was ecstatic. He found out about his good fortune. He was going insane. He said his heart started racing. He screamed for about 5 or 10 minutes. He went into work the next day, but was sweating profusely and was barely able to hide the good news from his coworkers. Then he quit his job. He said he doesn't know what the next chapter in his life holds, but he wants to take his time and ensure he doesn't make any bad decisions. He's got a legal and financial team now set to help him. He said, I want to take a break, let it sink in. I do want to help out the world, but I want to make sure my future is secure. So Wisconsin does not allow lottery winners to remain anonymous, which is why he was forced to step forward. He gave this press conference, and the Speedway that sold the ticket will receive $100,000, so that's not too shabby either.
He got $477 million, a check. Yeah, I can't even imagine. That's just like, that's crazy. Well, hey, good for him. Why not?
Why do they require? What is there about requiring somebody to identify themselves?
Dumb. I have no idea.
That's
really dumb.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't.
A woman in Massachusetts, I want to say, last year, tried to sue over the same law and lost. So I don't know what the real justification is for it. It doesn't really make any sense. It just kind of is an invasion of privacy almost. I think that's even the argument she tried to make, but it didn't hold.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, let's get everybody who's a millionaire in the state who didn't win it through the lottery to tell us how they got rich. Press conferences about that.
Uh-huh. Hello. Yeah. Where are all the drug lords? Let's have them all stand up and take
everybody
a bow.
Everybody stand at a podium and tell us how you made your money.
No. None of anybody's business. Other legal news to discuss and view today. the story of a woman who received 15, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 parking tickets over a three-year period, 1, 2, 3. She'd had enough. Her name is Allison Taylor. Every time her car had her tires chocked by a parking enforcement officer, little flunkies, in Saginaw, Michigan, they drive me nuts. They're self-important. I told you the time I had pulled over in California to make a call because you're supposed to pull over. You're not supposed to be talking. So I was a good doobie. I pulled over and I started to have conversation with somebody. It was a quite important conversation. That's why I took care of it at the moment. And 3 or 4 minutes after I pulled over, some little pisher on a bicycle comes over to me and says, sir, you're parked on a red line. And I said, okay, I'll move. He said, no, you can't move. I'm going to give you a ticket. And I said, why are you going to give me a ticket? I'm going to move.
Are you still in the car?
Yeah.
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 That's, if you're in the car, that's, yeah. They shouldn't be able to give you a ticket.
Well,
if you leave your car unattended, then they can. But
right. This little guy needed to be kicked in the shorts, but I don't have time, so I just... this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This is why people... And you know how I really choose when I use this word? This is why people hate authority and hate the police because of stuff like this. Whether they are real police or not, that's not what most people keep in their mind. They see this guy and they or this woman. So what happens if you have never had that experience... When you get your tires chalked, that's their way of figuring out how long you've been in a spot. So this lady in 2017 sued the city of Saginaw, Michigan, and also the individual parking enforcement officer. The lawyers argued that these people violated a Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches. This is pretty good. This is actually a pretty good story. The court dismissed her case, but a federal appeals court found this week that chalking for parking enforcement is unconstitutional. The judges ruled that chalking constitutes a search, and the city did not establish probable cause to conduct that search. Quote, the city commences its search on vehicles that are parked legally, without probable cause or even so much as individualized suspicion of wrongdoing, which is the touchstone of the reasonableness standard, according to Circuit Judge Bernice Donald. The city does not demonstrate, she goes on, in law or logic, that the need to deter drivers from exceeding the time permitted for parking before they've even done so is sufficient to justify a warrantless search. So much illegal beagles have been focused on this. They say parking enforcers could avoid potential Fourth Amendment issues by simply taking a photo of the car rather than chalking it. Cities have begun to use more technology anyway to monitor parking, including license plate readers, other computer software to track vehicles. In other words, you're always guilty. Everybody's guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
You're guilty. You're not innocent. You're guilty.
I'm so happy that this is now unconstitutional, and everyone listening to this, I thought this story might really tickle you, Doug. I think everyone listening to this today can now tell any little rent-a-cop, oh, by the way, that's unconstitutional for you to chalk my car. I had this argument a couple summers ago. I had just had our car was brand new, and I had just had it detailed, and we have like blackout rims, and so the rims and the wheels looked pristine. And some little rent-a-cop came along and chalked my front tire. And I saw him do it because I was, like, heading back towards the car. And I said, excuse me, can't you see that I just obviously had my car detailed? Why would you put chalk? It was yellow chalk. I said, why would you do that to my tire? And he said, oh, well, you know, there's 2-hour parking limit here, and we have to chalk everybody's car. I said, what gives you the right, the legal right, to touch my vehicle? And the guy literally did not have an answer. Now, I would have been in the right if I had pursued this. And I said, I don't understand. I would like you to explain to me what part of the law tells you you can touch my property. And he had no answer. And he's just like, oh, no, I'm just doing my job. I'm just chalking tires.
Right.
So now I can go back
just
to that
doing
same
doing my job.
Yeah, and now I can go back to him and say, I was correct. This is unconstitutional for you to touch my vehicle.
Him. And record it for us so we can watch.
Oh, I was so mad. Because once, and then I went to wipe the chalk off and it just smeared the armor all. It looked gross. I was so, so pissed. But I've always wondered, though, how can someone legally make a mark on your vehicle? And now we know they can.
Now you know the rest of the story. Okay, so here's one more. You'll like this one. This is also, let's see, this is Michigan as well. Wasn't the last one Michigan? It was Michigan, right?
That was Michigan, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one comes from Michigan, too, where an appeals court ruling that drunk festival goers have only themselves to blame for getting injured following a day of drinking at some sort of music event. A couple of years ago, a woman named Brandy Rowe sued Live Nation and the Michigan International Speedway for breaking her ankle after leaving the Faster Horses Festival, which is a three-day event. That year was headlined, Jen, by Jason Aldean, Eric Church, and Lady Antebellum. According to the court documents, the day started off with Brandy Rowe and her friends eating breakfast and drinking beer and mixed vodka drinks together, followed by games like cornhole and beer pong.
What could go wrong?
Until they left for the festival at 5 p.m. and they remained there until 11:30. After Rowe left the festival, she stumbled into a dark wooded area and broke her ankle. Sounds like something Kara did a couple of years ago. She broke her leg, though.
Oh, have you know that I was perfectly sober.
I know. I got that. I know that.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
This lady argued that Live Nation and the Michigan International Speedway were duty-bound to protect invitees from any reasonable danger posed by the terrain, and they had neglected to warn concertgoers about this risky landscape. The judges granted judgment in favor of Live Nation, topped it off with a fairly scathing response. Quote, "We conclude that an average person of ordinary intelligence would have, upon casual inspection, been able to discover and appreciate the danger and risk associated with venturing off a well-lit pathway." Good for them.
I'm so glad that they did this because festival season is coming up. There are so many idiots. And the fact that she specified that she'd been drinking mixed drinks and beer since that morning and they didn't go to the festival until 5 p.m. Like, come on.
Well, this also sets a legal precedent now. So this for all the festivals, because every single festival has a lawsuit at the end of it. And it's usually some drunken person who tries to, you know, cash in. So, you know.
Right.
Yep.
Jerks
smarter.
Of the world, beware. We're going to get you. All right, speaking of things that are that make a lot of sense versus things that don't make any sense, eating poorly doesn't make any sense. We all agree with that, yes, around the room? Yes, eating poorly is not a good thing. So let's eat well, and you can. There's some great news if you're a Martha Stewart fan, especially you understand how well she does in things like this. Right now, she and Marley Spoon, together Martha and Marley Spoon, are giving away 1, 2, 3 full-sized meals from the new meal delivery service that they have. They'll send you fresh food, fresh ingredients, right to your door, make it easier than ever to cook really good, really healthy, really fulfilling meals at home. So let's advocate all of us together for fresh food and healthy choices. And I think yesterday we were talking about how many recipes there are in this book. Was it Victoria? You like to cook. This is great because there are 18,000 recipes.
Martha, recipes are so consistent and so good, too.
Yeah.
They are
really
just the best.
You're going to love it. Be part of Martha's free taste test. Get your free meals. Be one of the first 100 people right now to text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. That's testing, testing. Send the text to FORK at 246-810. Get great food right to your door. Text the word FORK right now to 246-810 and get your free meals on the way to you today. Text FORK to 246-810. 21 after the hour here on the Wednesday, April 24th edition of the, say it again, Doug, edition of the DJV Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I can't tell you I'm a Britney fan as far as her music is concerned. I've had a great deal of respect for her. I remember one of the first, it wasn't the first year, but it was early, like 2000, 2001. It was right after I bought my house, the first house I had in Santa Monica, and she moved into the penthouse of the apartment store that was, the apartment building right down the street. It was like a circus right there on the sort of main drag by the ocean. And I thought at that time she was kind of crazy. And everybody was sort of patronizing her. And then she straightened herself out. She really did. She did. I always thought this was cool. She was good. She set a good example. Now apparently she's had a setback, Britney Spears. And it's because of her bipolar disease. Is that is it bipolar condition or disease? Is it really a... I think of disease, I think of something physical. But anyway, yeah. She wants to put a stop to all of these rumors about her. She's 37 years old. She went back on social media yesterday to reassure fans that she's doing fine after a lot of people voiced some concern about her. There are some pictures of her that are not very flattering. She writes, quote, "Just checking in with all of you who are concerned. All is well. My family's been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately. I just need some time to deal. Don't worry, I'll be back very soon." So what do you ladies think of what she's done and what she looks like and how she's acting?
Well, she doesn't look great, right?
Yeah, she doesn't look great, but I don't think she's completely off the deep end, because the last time we saw her with that wild look, she was out of control, and she was walking barefoot through gas stations, and at least she's in, it seems, a safe place, and she has a desire to get better. So that's, I guess, the silver lining, right?
Right, yeah. She writes, "I wanted to say hi. Things that are being said have just gotten out of control. Wow, there are rumors, death threats to my family and my team." Why would anybody... Why would
Well, because this is the death threats, which are stupid, but the death threats started because her parents are divorced, and I don't think it was probably a great divorce, but her mom liked a comment where some fan said, I really hope Britney's dad isn't forcing her to stay in a mental hospital. And instead of commenting on it or clarifying, her mother, Lynn Spears, just liked the comment, which set everybody off. And everyone said, oh, there it is, Lynn confirmed, Britney's being held against her will. And so death threats started. Yeah, so death threats started against the father, who's apparently doing better, and he's in Louisiana. And so that's where this all started. And so TMZ kind of has been reporting on this. They've been following it. And it turns out that the type of conservatorship that Britney has, the person who's in charge of it, her father in this case, isn't even allowed to force any drugs on her, and he cannot force her into a mental institution. So she went voluntarily, and her boyfriend was there with her on Easter Sunday. So I think she's on the path to, you know, getting healthier.
Good time. Next item has to do with the Jonas Brothers. Apparently, they're going to play an award show for the first time in more than a decade. They take the stage to perform their number one hit, Sucker, at the Billboard Music Awards next week, the 1st of May. The group joined previously announced performers Kelly Clarkson, Lauren Daigle, Khalid, Panic at the Disco, Sam Smith's there, Normani. The show will feature a special performance from Icon Award recipient Mariah Carey. The awards air live from the MGM Grand on the 1st at 8 p.m. When is the 1st? Is a week from today, right?
Wednesday, yep.
Wednesday, yeah. The Joe Bros recently landed their first Billboard Hot 100 hit with the song Sucker. All right, got it. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sri Lanka's parliament leader is claiming today that senior government officials there deliberately withheld intelligence about possible terror attacks. At least 359 people are now known to have died in a series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and hotels around the nation. That lawmaker saying today that information on possible attacks in the planning was received from Indian intelligence earlier this month, but the information was never shared with other authorities. A woman accusing former Lakers head coach Luke Walton of sexually assaulting her in 2014 explains why she's decided to come forward now.
I am no longer comfortable staying silent about the things that have happened to me.
A lawyer for Walton calls the former sports reporter Kelly Tennant an opportunist. And this is USA Radio News.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No kidding around here. No fake news. Well, once in a while, you know, something that we play with, twist it around a little bit. That's for fun. Nobody gets hurt here. It's only radio. No one gets hurt. The DJV program, Jennifer Horn, hurts no one. Victoria Keelan takes no prisoners, though, on the other hand. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Okay.
I'm just thinking back on that story you told about the... I wouldn't want to mess with you. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to get into your crosshairs.
Oh, the parking attendant?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't win, so...
I mean,
I put up a good fight, but...
That's right, and that's what we need. So put up a good fight right now and put us on the map, Victoria. What's going on?
Well, how about an update on that story of the woman who dumped the bag of puppies in Coachella?
Oh, my God. Did you see a picture talking about pictures of Britney Spears that we were doing? Look at the picture of that woman.
This woman looks exactly how you would expect her to look. And so it turns out, So after the video, surveillance video, captured her dumping the puppies behind an auto parts store last Thursday, footage was released to the public because they needed help finding who this woman was. Well, thankfully, someone came forward and identified her, and so she has been arrested now. The police, the Riverside County Animal Services and the police showed up at her house in Coachella, and guess what? They found out she's a hoarder. What a shock. She had dozens of dogs were recovered from her home. Most of them, they said, were in pretty decent condition. Some were obviously very fearful. Some were aggressive. And it's, like I said, it's a hoarding situation, so you never know, you know, what you're walking into. But it turns out they impounded 38 dogs, and the seven puppies who were dumped in the dumpster were only 3 days old, but they're apparently doing okay. They're in foster care now, and so they've been treated, you know, through the vet and everything, and so now they're doing okay. They said that most of the dogs were mostly healthy in the house that they found, but the house, they said, was in a total state of disrepair. The pictures of the house are just disgusting, and these poor little dogs are just they're really sweet looking, mostly little terrier mixes, and so they've all been confiscated, and now she faces up to 7 felony counts of animal cruelty. She was booked at the local jail, and I don't know if she made bail, but she was booked, and she looks exactly like the crazy person you would expect. Deborah Sue Colwell. She even has a name that sounds like exactly how she looks.
That's in California. Disgusting. But when I saw Coachella, I was thinking the first time that it happened at Coachella, at the Coachella event.
I know, that's what it looked like. That's the way they made it seem, but no.
Right, it didn't happen that way. There's a story floating.
Coachella, I guess.
Yeah, floating around about the zebra that got stuck. Did you see that?
No. How many
people know, huh?
No.
There's a story, this zebra, the little baby zebra got born and stumbled and fell and that sort of stuff, and the zoo keepers, this zebra, mommy zebra, was at a zoo, and the zoo staff was monitoring the moment, filming the event when the baby came out. I stumbled right into the water, looked like it was going to drown, and it didn't. The staff ran out and happily was able to get this little they call them, what's a horse when it's
a foal,
a pony, a little. Huh?
No, it's a foal.
A foal, that's right, too. What's the matter with me?
It's not a pony. You're not a horse
my
guy.
My life has been around the horses. And I should know that, though, because the farm that I was around when I grew up, for the most part, did a lot of work on horses to save them. Anyway, so in this particular zoo, the zebras share the space with rhinos and flamingos, which is one of those things. You ever go to the zoo like the San Diego Zoo? Have you been there, Jennifer? You've been there.
Yes.
Right?
I have.
I think that's one of the best zoos I've ever been to.
That's great.
There's a good one in
LA. Do you mean the Wild Animal Park or the San Diego Zoo?
San Diego Zoo. Well, I've not been to the Wild Animal Park.
Animal Park is really cool. That's where they have all the animals out. They're not in cages. And you can take you take the tour bus through and they can show you them kind of in the natural
readily
habitat,
get eaten.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, right. You can get eaten a lot easier there. Anyway, it's kind of a nice thing about people and the animal world. It's nice to have, it's kind of refreshing after all of the stuff. The animals sometimes are easier to follow and to be involved in than all the crazy human beings like this nut bird woman and the dogs. So that's two things that end up well for all of the participants, and that's a good thing. Wednesday, April 24th. On the Radiadio, today is Administrative Professionals Day. For those of you who are admin pros, you can take the day off. Doug says, tell your boss, take the day off. This is something started during World War II. Shortage of skilled administrative professionals, as you can imagine. So the National Secretaries Association was formed at that time. Group has since changed its name to the International Association of Administrative Professionals. Sounds like a little more, you're not supposed to, you can't call them secretaries anymore? Is that what happens? I don't know.
They're assistants or admins.
Yeah, why? What's wrong with being a secretary? Is that supposed to be?
Because men can also be, men often are also admins, but they don't, that's always been thought of as a female thing.
What, the word secretary is feminine in nature?
I think so, yeah. I think that's how it started being switched over to something more generic.
I just say I'd like to hire me a man secretary. I don't know if that works. But
yeah. Right. All right. Well, it's kind of like flight attendant and flight, what are they? I don't know.
Stewardess.
Now we can all call them. It used to be a stewardess.
Right.
That sounds feminine, not masculine. So the Secretary of Commerce, Charles Sawyer, in 1952, initiated the first celebration for administrative professionals. These positions often not given their due praise. That person, I think many times assistants are the brains behind the throne, if you will, especially if you've got somebody good that's got your back. I know down at Ken, the first person I thought of was the lady who runs Ken Kronhaus's office at Lake Cardiology. Her name is Sandy, and she's fabulous. She keeps the lid on the whole place. And there are plenty of these people, probably millions of them around in these positions, often not given their due praise. Any successful business is aware that the administrative staff keeps things going. So make sure to let the administrative professionals in your life know they are appreciated on Administrative Professionals Day. Hooray, hooray, hurrah, hurrah, good for you. I'm happy. Everybody kind of works together on this. I don't know that I have an administrative professional. I suppose, a couple of different people fill that role. But for the most part, we're all chugging along together here. And thus, the sounds that you hear, like, for example, in our podcast, most recent one, you can hear us talking about Starbucks employees who are petitioning Starbucks to make changes, again, in their bathroom policies. And that's...
that's a crazy story.
Direct conversation. The Philadelphia Flyers, following the Yankees' footsteps, removing their Kate Smith statue. And also a discussion on this podcast about Vans Shoes releasing limited edition to Harry Potter collection. And there's a focus on the passing of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mother. And the big event this week at Target for any new or soon-to-be parents. You'll like that. Find the podcasts at djvshow.com. Follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow. That's the podcast. And if you miss things, like the things I just mentioned or other things that go on, there's so many. We're a fast-moving target here and oftentimes don't spend a lot of time on any one story, but sometimes they're good. And so if you don't get them, you can catch up on it. Podcast at djvshow.com. It's time for a little sports info. Ronda Rousey wants to be a mom. Does she have a guy she married? What's her story with
her? She's married.
Mm-hmm. Married, okay. She explained that she had surgery to mend a pinky injury from WrestleMania, still recovering from that. And then she was talking about her plans for the future in a YouTube video that was released. She reiterated that she's taking a break from wrestling to start a family. She said, quote, "As for WWE plans in the future, I'm going to have a baby first. I don't know what it's like to have a baby. I could look down at this beautiful child and be like blanking everything." She's pretty blunt. I think I've seen some interviews with her. She's quite a character. "I don't care about anything else or anything other than this baby." And you can hear her saying that. "You'll never see me again." Or could be like my mom, who trained while she was 8 months pregnant and then won the U.S. Open 6 weeks after giving birth to me. It's kind of unbelievable. "I don't think I'm going to try to aspire to her level." Her mother is Anna Maria Waddell, first American to win the gold medal in the World Judo Championships in 1984. She and her husband, the guy's name is Travis Brown, announced earlier this month they were going on a # impregnation vacation.
Ew.
So,
a little too much info.
Yeah, TMI.
isn't that an interesting event? Impregnation vacation. So who is this guy, Travis Brown? What does anybody know about him? Anything?
He's happy today.
He's got an impregnation vacation. All right, so let's see. What else have we got? I think there was one other thing that had something to do with sports, and now I can't remember.
The Luke Walton story? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
That's a big story going around.
Yeah.
He's a former NBA – well, he's an NBA coach. I think, Jen, isn't he the coach of – Sacramento, I want to say.
Yeah, he was the coach of the Lakers. They let him go, and then Sacramento just picked him up.
Yeah, so right, he's being so accused. He's the son of the basketball great Bill Walton. And he's being accused of sexual assault by a former sports reporter. There are a lot of... This is one of those stories that's really tough for me. Lewis and I were talking about this kind of extensively yesterday. You know, she was in the hotel room with him in Santa Monica. She was apparently working on a book, and he was going to write the foreword, and they had known each other, and they were friendly, and then he jumped on top of her and, you know, and tried to kiss her and grope her and you know, the whole thing. It's like, but why are you having a meeting in a hotel room with a guy who's married? There are so many things to this story it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know. You're setting yourself up for trouble. It's hard, I think.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the meetings in hotel rooms. There's a bar for a reason. There's a lounge. It's you're in Santa Monica at a nice hotel. Go to a cafe. Why are you in someone else's hotel room?
It's one of those things that's frustrating to me because I wish that it wasn't something you had to worry about. Obviously, if it was a guy that I'd known for a long time and was comfortable with, I would have a meeting with Doug in a hotel room. And it's not something I would really think about. But, you know, apparently you do have to think about it, and you can never, ever meet with someone in private.
Yeah.
But, you know, but,
you
right, but what, private, but also,
but I know what you're saying, yeah.
I don't know, but, you know, if this was my husband, I would say, why the hell are you having a meeting with anybody
in your hotel room?
A female in your hotel room?
Yeah.
Doug,
yeah.
And here's the difference,
I wouldn't
Karen.
Even
Doug,
have you come to
Doug
a hotel room.
Yeah, Doug would not want us to be in a hotel room with him. He would say, I'll meet you at the bar, I'll meet you in the lounge, or whatever.
No, you know where I meet you? Across the street from that hotel is a little cafe called Cora's. You know where it is? That's a great little place.
That's what he'd do. He'd make you try to find where he was. That's
right.
We never even have a meeting because I'd be like,
right.
Where is
it
he?
Wouldn't happen.
Where is he? What happened? All right. So, Jennifer, let's talk about what's on television tonight, shall we?
Sure. Why not?
Let's do it. Last night was a lot of television. All right, what else have you got? You got something else?
Right. Yeah, no. Hello, I'm ready to go. All right, okay. So Chicago Med tonight is going to be a big one. You'll be at the edge of your seat because there is an active terror that takes over Chicago Med. There's an active shooter who holds the medical staff hostage. You can check that out tonight on NBC at 8. Chicago Fire is stuck in their firehouse without power during a terrible storm. Lots of drama for them. That's NBC at 9. Now, some new stuff on HGTV. The Boise Boys are back on HGTV. That's at 11. That's the Idaho contractor, Clint Robertson, and his interior designer, Luke Caldwell. They're doing their second season of renovation projects with a big house that costs almost as much as the repairs that it needs. So you can check that out. Also on the networks tonight, you've got a brand new episode of Whiskey Cavalier on ABC. On CBS, Survivor has another castaway going home in The Million Dollar Mile with Tim Tebow. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by SEAL Team. On Fox, Empire is new tonight, followed by Star. We talked about Chicago on NBC. And if you're looking to get in touch with your inner scientist, well, go to PBS tonight for Nova at 9. They're trying to revive the Dead Sea. How about
really?
That?
Really? Okay, good.
And maybe
that.
If you like this one, because I know Kara likes Game of Thrones and she's all about the zombies. Zombie House Flipping on A&E tonight, right. Brand new at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right, for those of you who want to change it up when it comes to your teeth, Power Swab's here to do the job. Works in 5 minutes. It's clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It works to lift the stains off of your caps, your crowns, your veneers. No sensitivity problems at all. It's not going to hurt your teeth or your gums. Whiter teeth. Great. Make you look younger, feel better. The stains are actually removed, not just covered up, which results in whiter teeth for a longer period of time. Cheaper than visiting the dentist, too. So whiten your teeth. Call 800-208-1797 right now for Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Mention the DJV show. You get them at 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
Huh? Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. She actually carries the water during this segment, and we're going to focus first on your password, you dummy. If you have a password that's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you almost deserve to get hacked. All right, so what's
the story? But you'd be amazed how many people have that password. Yeah, and unfortunately, if your password is 123456, that is the most common password, according to this brand-new study. And it's the unsurprising conclusion of a survey revealing the Internet's most vulnerable passwords. So 123456 is the most hackable. And in the, it's crazy, but yes, I feel like we have to keep saying it, but until people change their passwords, we're just going to keep trying to help.
Now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
Yep. Right. So the survey analyzed passwords belonging to accounts worldwide that have already been breached. And so they wanted the survey, the data specialists wanted to take a look to see if there were any correlations. And there were a lot of combinations of numbers that made up the top 10. And so 123456 was the runaway winner as the most popular hacked password. 23 million accounts were using 123456. Now, some people thought they were extra smart
And they did. They added a 789 to the end of it. 7.7 million people have had that password hacked. Other popular passwords using QWERTY, which of course is the top line of, you know, the beginning of the top line of the keyboard. That was third in place of after the numbers. That one was yeah. A lot of people seem to use QWERTY. I don't know why, but
a keyboard QWERTY.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know why people use that. Yep. And then password itself, that was also used and hacked more than 3 million times. Some of the names that people tend to use for passwords, Ashley and Michael were the most common names used,
really?
Followed by Daniel, Jessica, and Charlie. Now, if you think that you will trick everyone by using your favorite sports team, think again. The Dallas Cowboys, specifically the password Cowboys One, was the most popular NFL team nickname. Some people have a favorite day of the week, and it was Sunday. That was the most used day of the week for a password. The most used month was August. And, of course, experts recommend don't use any of these. These are all hacked. Oh, and the other thing that's interesting, the Blink-182 was the most popular musical artist, because I guess everyone figures, well, I need to have a combination of letters and numbers, so what's a band that I can remember? So Blink-182 was the most popular, and Superman was the most common fictional character. So, of course, experts say don't use any of these. They recommend using three random but memorable terms for a password, and that will help reduce the risk of having an account breached. And obviously, do not use the same password for more than one account. That's the number one problem, because if you get hacked in one place, the first thing that hackers do is they take that password and they try it on every other account that you're linked to, and it works. It lets them in if you keep reusing them. So buyer beware, and once again, change your password.
Let's do that. Meanwhile, researchers in Israel have 3D printed the first human heart. Listen to this.
The Geek Out.
This is crazy science stuff. Researchers at Tel Aviv University were actually able to 3D print a small heart from a patient's own cells. Yeah, why wait for a heart or kidney to become available when maybe in the near future you could just 3D print one? How it works is like this. Tissue is taken from the patient and they break it into smaller components, and from that they create something called a hydrogel that they then inject the patient's stem cells, and from that an organ specific to that patient was literally printed out complete with blood vessels and all. Now, this is very early study-only stuff and not something actually implanted in somebody, but if you want to read and learn more about 3D printing of organs, we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, these airplane seat cameras you were talking about a week or two ago, Victoria, mm-hmm. What's the update on this?
Yep, the update is Senator Jeff Merkley, who's a Democrat from Oregon, and Republican John Kennedy from Louisiana got together. They wrote a bipartisan letter to all of the major American airlines requesting information about these cameras that have been discovered in the in-flight entertainment. And so they want to know, hello, what are these cameras being used for? Are they permanently disabled? Are any of the passengers aware that there is a camera sitting in, right in front of them? And so they want to know what the circumstances are that where the cameras could be activated. So this is a developing story, but every major airline is going to be subjected to this now.
As they well should.
As they should. Yep.
Yep. 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.